stories are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM station, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Melissa Burnett. And today she's going to be hot brown. She's going to have her political hat on as a school board member. Because, boy, was last week a wild week for y'all.
Holy cow. Yes. Holy cow. That's all I got to say at the moment.
You had the best view of the wild ride.
I don't know if it was the best view or most entertaining, but it was. It definitely was something for sure. I feel like I got slapped down no matter what I did, no matter what I said, no matter what I asked for, no matter what I tried to make sense out of. They were like, nope, nope, nope. I'm like, okay. Whatever you guys want. We are bored for a reason.
Yeah. So how much are you going to ask the borough for?
$64.2 million. Yeah. That was not my call. I pushed and pushed. Originally, they wanted to ask for 67. And my quote in the paper, that's a unicorn of a rainbow number. I mean, we're hoping that kittens fall from the sky or something with that. I don't know what they were expecting. And the majority did. I am glad that they were, eventually, I was able to bring them down a little bit. So, you know, that 64.2. But still, No, the borough doesn't have it. At that point, you're now going to be asking the borough to shutter services, and you're going to be raising taxes.
This is the thing about it. Last year, you had two woke, you got to call it, very liberal, very woke bodies get reseated.
Yeah.
Both the assembly.
Yep.
And the school board.
And the last man standing.
So I have a feeling that no matter what your number you want is, the borough is going to give it to you, and they don't have the money, and they're going to have to shut it down something else or do something else to cover it.
Well, that's kind of where we're at, right? So the school board decided to do the $64.2 million, and so we've literally, this is what we have done. We have literally put it in the hands of the borough and said, okay, save our schools. That's what we've just done.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything ourselves.
Right, and that was just.
We're going to do non-action. We want.
Yeah.
Save us from our stupidity.
Well, and at the end of the day, it went from save our class sizes to all of a sudden now we're going to raise our class sizes.
You called out this train wreck.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
When they executed the new contract and gave the big pay raises.
That was a year ago. Yeah.
You said, year two.
Yeah. We're going to be screwed.
This is when the train wreck happens.
Yeah.
And four people voted for it.
Yeah.
Three people against it.
Yeah.
Three people called it out. They purposely went after the two people who were going for re-election.
Yeah.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Everything you said was going to happen. Happened.
It's funny how, you know, my whole term on the school board, that's pretty much been how it's worked out.
You're Nostradamus.
I'm Nostradamus, man. Everything I have said has come to fruition. So I don't know how many more times I need to say things before people go, oh, hey, we might want to listen to her. No, let's not listen to Melissa. Let's shove her in a corner.
I listen to Melissa in the morning.
Yeah.
And I listen to you on the school board.
You know, it's just let's put baby in a corner. You know, we're dirty dancing now. Let's put baby in a corner. You know, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's truly how I feel, though. Baby is in a corner. And no matter what sense is spoken, ignore it. Mm-hmm. I really feel that way. And, you know, I even got emails from some of the Democratic side people that were thanking me for my stances because they understood that the community is not representative of the board. The community is more than just the people of my board. It's, you know, there's so many more out there who have so many. Even Democrats are like, hey, wait a second. We don't agree with this. Don't raise our taxes. Don't, like, in the name of, like, no, don't.
Yeah. Well, let's just start going there.
Yeah.
So the borough said that they're going to raise, on May 7th, have a special election to raise the tax cap.
Yep.
$10 million. Now, if you take a look at it, at that tax cap, $10 million, mm-hmm. only $9 million will go into the general fund, and no money is dedicated anyway. Because they have the KIP,
yeah.
So they only get 90% of this. So instead of $10 million, it's $9 million.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's they're doing it in the name of education. And don't get me wrong,
they're hiding behind the name education.
There you go.
Using it as a shield.
Right. Exactly. I 100% support. People understand. I 100% support education and education funding. Our schools that we need relief. We need something. Raising property taxes is not the answer. Going and telling people that we're going to do this in the name of education and not necessarily letting out the fact that this is a permanent thing. This isn't one time.
These are the same people who oppose the Alaska Reads Act.
Yes.
And that's starting to work.
Yeah.
And the same group, same people, same unions.
Yeah. There are people right now emailing the state asking them to repeal the Alaska Reads Act.
And it's working.
And it's working. Why are we doing this? The Reads Act is working. The one thing we have going for us right now.
Because it's not NEA, FEA, AEA endorsed.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
It's union money.
Yeah, it's gross.
So you lost control of it. They want control.
Yeah, it's very gross. And that was very prevalent when, you know, this whole vote on SB 140, when that was going down, I was text messaging with a few of our senators and representatives. I was talking with Will Stapp, I was talking with Click Bishop, I was talking with Senator Kawasaki.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that made me realize this was a NEA thing is I texted Scott Kawasaki and I said, what the hell, man? Why did those teacher stipends get taken out? That would have been the one thing that the governor would have been like, okay, we could do this. But you took those out in the name of equity. You said it wasn't fair because support staff also needed that money. And so this shouldn't just be about teachers. This should be about support staff too. And while I don't disagree, he called me a nut. He said that I was a nut for wanting the stipends to be put back in. Are you serious?
All you teachers out there, remember this moment. Remember this moment.
Yeah.
I got
that in text messages.
Yeah, you had senators thinking, no matter what, you don't get any money.
Yeah.
Teachers.
And I'm a nut.
And what are they trying to do? They're trying to retain teachers.
Yes.
Trying to keep teachers.
While you may or may not disagree with teacher stipends, bonuses work. You know, Things like that work.
We had issues at the city trying to get and keep police officers.
Right.
We did something for the police officers, not for the clerical.
Right. You did it for the officers.
Yeah.
That was our issue. Not everything is fair, baby.
Well, what's your issue? It's teachers.
Yeah. Teacher retention.
Yeah.
Keeping them in the system. Yeah. Keeping them here.
It's not clerical.
Yeah.
It's not down in your office building.
Right.
It's out there at Lathrop.
Right.
West Valley.
Yeah. It's the actual teachers in the classrooms.
Yeah.
That's our problem. And they're leaving in droves. I mean, no, they're not. Yes, they are. Just see our retirement list for this year.
Well, I'm sure it's
they
been.
Are leaving in droves.
Yeah.
And we're not showing them respect.
Mm-hmm.
And agree to disagree, those stipends should not have been taken out. And you took them out and that makes me a nut? No, you're a nut for taking that out. Because this governing thing is not a my way
so
or your
Senator
way.
Senator Kawasaki called you a nut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're the most educated person on the education, you know, here in in the interior. We got a phone call. You ready?
I'm ready.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name's Guy.
Hello, Guy.
Melissa, I'm really glad you're on there. I was thinking of calling on Friday. But unfortunately, the professional comedian got stuck there.
Sometimes you have to take. Sometimes you have to put talent on as it comes in the town, guy.
Yeah.
So that's why I got another talent in this morning.
Yeah, well, the moderator somehow left the professional comedian around in the studio, and I really didn't want to talk to him. Melissa, in case the listeners aren't quite up to speed, it was you and Tim Doran that voted against this thing.
Yes.
I guess you can take this to the bank. I appreciate your vote. And Tim's, and some of his comments were great.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I did listen to most of the free meetings online, and I was interested in the process, because from the assembly, I'm sort of a process type person. The second night, Tuesday night, I was quite puzzled by the way it was being done. They seemed to be going around and around and around the bench with comments and observations and various items from various members of the school board. And I didn't hear any motions. I'd call on somebody, and somebody would say, well, I think, you know, the transportation is too high, and da-da-da-da-da, or I think special education is too high, and blah, blah, blah. There would be comments, individual comments. There wouldn't be any motions. I didn't hear anybody seconding anything, especially. But when somebody would run out of steam on their comments in 5 or 10 minutes, the chair would move on to somebody else. Can you explain? Because I was quite puzzled by that.
Absolutely.
Can you explain what was happening, please?
Absolutely. I actually really appreciate this question and comment. We did. We were going round and round in circles, and I don't know how long you listened, but about 11:45 midnight-ish, I finally snapped, and I was like, okay, we have literally all night long not done anything. We have been going around in circles on this, that, and the other thing. We need to seriously do some work so that we're not here till Thursday trying to just also go around in circles. The intention behind Tuesday was to make the motions, and at midnight, we did start doing that. Though in between that, to be fair, we did, so we would bring up some things, and there was a lot of consensus, which is also why you didn't hear a lot of motions early on. A lot of that stuff we all agreed upon, and we all would look at each other and kind of nod, and so we didn't need to go on with a motion for it, because we all were on the same page that, yep, that's what we're doing. But I do agree with you. Things were going around, and about 11:45, I finally snapped, and I was like, okay, like, seriously, this has been a waste of time. Let's do something. We need to decide on this local contribution. We need to decide on what we're doing so that tomorrow we come back in and can just approve this budget. And then we finally, in that last hour and a half, did some work.
Yeah, nodding doesn't really work
on
radio.
No, absolutely.
okay, that's a good explanation, although I didn't hear much other discussion when somebody would make a comment and an observation, and there wouldn't be a motion. Nobody seemed to be.
Yeah.
If I'd been the chair, I would have said, "You got a motion? You got a second?"
Yep.
Guy, I'm going to put you on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Can you hold over the break?
I will hold. I've got one more point.
Certainly. Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Men all over Fairbanks are raving about the UroLift procedure available only at Fairbanks Urology.
I had a UroLift. Prior to that, I was having to go to the bathroom, urinate about every 15 minutes. Driving any place around town was a problematic. I've had the UroLift done, and I had no pain when I got home. And then within about 5 days, my urination went back to normal like I was when I was 25 years old.
The UroLift from Fairbanks Urology, now in their new location at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
CAD is Customer Appreciation Day at the Great Alaska Pizza Company. Our very best waiting for you Tuesday, just $6. Get your medium cheese or pepperoni pizza, only $6. Oh yeah, hot from the oven, fresh and fast. We know you're coming, so it's in the oven, fresh and fast. Customer Appreciation Day this Tuesday. One day only, medium cheese or pepperoni, just $6. Carry out only, fresh and fast.
Blaze King Wood Stoves have heated interior homes for decades. Their design works exceptionally well in our environment. Now, after March 31st, the state of Alaska DEC has currently scheduled to no longer permit Blaze King Wood Stoves, such as the Blaze King Princess and Blaze King Sirocco 20, to be sold for use in the non-attainment area. If you want a Blaze King Wood Stove to use in the non-attainment area, buy yours by March 31st. For more information, call or visit the Woodway.
Back, neck, or sciatica pain got you down? At McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine, our team of doctors and PAs trained in spinal care will work with you to achieve your treatment goals. Doctors Malcolm and Wright have a combined 29 years of experience with non-operative treatment of all things spine, including sciatica. Should you need surgery, our fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Kim Driftmeyer, has got your back. If your spine needs a tweak or an overhaul, call the spine specialist at McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine. In-house MRI and physical therapy, no referral needed. Open until 8 p.m. every day but Sunday. McKinleyOrtho.com.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows around 23, highs around 49. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Guy, how you doing there, sir?
I'm doing fine. It sounds like somebody's been out on the street selling some ads. I would just observe that when Bill Wally ran the show, this show was sold out. You couldn't be winning.
And that'll be the case.
It's sold out right now. Yeah, don't worry.
It's sold out. Yeah.
we're the revenue hour guy.
We're looking at even having to open up sometime here soon.
Yeah, so. they might use it to reinvest in equipment.
Yeah.
But I doubt it. They got this North Korean equipment here. The first thing that happens is Melissa comes in and she starts complaining about the mic that's dropping. I can describe her how she described it.
And limp noodle.
Limp noodle. Yeah. and she's upper management here. This is what I have to put up with. Anyway, what was your third item that you wanted to go through, Guy?
Okay, I've got one more, but let me ask you a little broadcasting question in case Melissa's cognizant of the rates and things. It used to be true that federal candidates, like Senate and House Washington types, federal candidates had the ability to preempt time from whenever they wanted it, and they could bump local candidates. Is that, to your knowledge, is that still the case, or is that going away?
They cannot bump local candidates, but they can choose preference and buy time ahead of time. But no, we don't bump. We just open up more slots. We just sell more and open up more slots. Yeah. The boss man.
And what you have to do is you have to if you're a politician and if you're thinking about being a politician, you really have to choose wisely who your ad manager in, because I chose Perry Wally, and I got the best locations at a good price.
Absolutely. Perry Wally is always the one to go to.
I did my own, and I thought it was very educational, but especially the television side of things over at Channel 11. Melissa, one last thing. On the third night, when you finally got around to making motions and talking about actual money, you had the motion was, what, $67 million something on the table, and one of your fellow board members, I just about threw the radio across the room. She said she was a professional fundraiser and had gone to many, many seminars and training sessions, and she knew all about this kind of thing, and she knew that when she knew that whatever you asked for at the end, which is what you were heading for. Whatever you ask for at the end, you would never get. So you had to ask for something that was basically over the moon, that wasn't attainable, so that you then had a fallback position. She didn't use fallback position. But she said that was the right strategy, but that you guys come up with an impractical number so that if it got turned down, it would end up being a practical number. And I just, that just drove me crazy, because in theory, the school board's supposed to be on the same team as the borough assembly and the mayor. And if you guys are playing games with the number you're asking for, then we're not going to get anywhere.
Absolutely.
Give me some reflection from your point of view on those comments.
I was absolutely also frustrated with those comments. I don't.
Who said those comments?
Aaron Marotti. I was also very frustrated with those comments and how that was portrayed, because especially like I've never taken seminars on being a professional fundraiser. I can't speak to that, but like when the borough mayor, who has never in the history of ever come to our school board meetings and testified on something, when that happens, which it did, the mayor came before us. He actually came to us and was like, hey, guys, this is what this is.
Yep.
It's just really in poor taste to go, well, we're still going to ask for $67 million because if we don't shoot for the moon, we'll never know. I got ridiculed last year for saying that we should be good neighbors. And being a good neighbor does not mean that when you need a cup of sugar, you go next door and be like, hey, I need your sugar. You go next door and you say, hey, I'm short a cup of sugar on my recipe. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? You know, it's you don't go asking for all of it. And while they were still sort of asking for all of it, I just, yeah, very frustrating to not have realistic numbers.
I appreciate your work on it. I thought you did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Guy, you have a good afternoon. Bye. You take care. Bye. You know, it's you're all in a state of chaos.
Yeah.
And it's self-imposed from leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Your leadership is not leadership at all. You know, you have a the president of the school board, presiding mm-hmm. officer, that's Brandy Hardy.
Yep.
Now, you just got done saying that for 3.5 hours you
there did was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, no good government happens after 10, and you guys went to 11 before you guys.
Do you know how many times that phrase got uttered at our meeting? No good government happens after 10.
Who invented that phrase?
I don't know who.
I did.
There you go.
I did.
Well, Tim Doran actually said that several times. Nothing good happens after 10 p.m.
Yeah, everyone's tired.
We're tired. We're exhausted, especially on day 2 and 3.
Yeah.
It was, to ask anybody, it was insane. It was absolutely insane. And the way things are being handled are not good. And, you know, it's, I'm the Lone Ranger. I'm the only one there. I only have the support of Tim Doran at the moment, so.
No, that's a start.
It's a start.
Yeah.
It's a start.
But again, your economics were predicted for you.
Yeah.
And you were one of the predictors of the economics.
Yep.
Now the economics are here.
Call me Nostradamus.
Melissa Damas.
There you go.
your economics are here. And with that, you're still making bad decisions.
Yep. And we'll still have to close more schools.
So the one you're closing, Ben Ileson, that's just a beginning.
That's just the beginning.
Most likely.
Yeah. And it honestly, just so the public is aware, that may just be the beginning for this year. Our schools are still not safe. We still have time where we could come in and say, hey.
Are you looking at Pearl Creek?
We're looking at all three of the other ones,
unfortunately. That were saved
yeah,
this time.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
None are off the chopping block at the moment. It's our budget situation is very precarious, and the board got a look at it, and we still chose to put it in the hands of the borough. Who can't do it?
Asking for the lifeline.
Yeah.
Making them make the hard decision for you.
Yeah. Instead of doing it ourselves.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Here we have the Human League, as our bumper music. That's why you heard me say we have like, a human league.
Human league,
Glenner, what did you do to us? then we're going to go into Fox News, State News, some commercials, and some weather, and we will be back.
On KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Donald Trump at a hearing about his hush money criminal charges in Manhattan this morning. He states once again he believes this case a form of deliberately timed election interference.
It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics.
The trial in this one set to start April 15th. The case alleges he falsified business records to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an affair before the 2016 election. A New York appeals court agreed to hold off collection of former president's $454 million civil fraud judgment and said they reduced his bond to $175 million. He's got 10 days to pay. If he does, it'll stop the clock on collection and prevent the state from seizing assets. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that the nomination process to appoint Mike Sfraga as the nation's first Arctic at-large ambassador moved from a U.S. Senate committee following a closed business meeting Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Foreign Relations Committee moved forward on four ambassador spots that had received hearings on March 7th, Sfraga among them. Sfraga had been nominated in February 2023 by President Joe Biden to be the nation's first ever ambassador to other Arctic nations. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, the committee's chair, called the decision to move forward on the nominations important while also lamenting an overall delay in the nomination process. Nominations are languishing and our national security suffers as a result, Cardin said. Senator Lisa Murkowski urged strongly for the committee to push through Sfraga's appointment, calling him eminently qualified due to the decade of Arctic policy experience and setting up or chairing several programs. Murkowski also stressed the importance of needing an Arctic ambassador as a whole, noting the United States was the only nation without such representation.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Want that Fairbanks A&W goodness at home? DoorDash has you covered. Order up and get all American food, good old-fashioned value, and specials like their grasshopper shake delivered right to your front door. Fairbanks A&W KFC and DoorDash, a great combination.
Dispensaries come and dispensaries go, but the one that's risen to the top is the Tanana Herb Company, centrally located right off Wells Street in the Railroad Industrial Area, with an amazing retail shop with edibles, concentrates, along with more than 40 strains of flower in-house, and just a $1 ATM fee. Really, they also offer a huge deli and great weekly deals, like their six-pack Tuesdays with six half-gram joints for just $20. Make sure to get in on their dollar-for-dollar rewards program and score some awesome swag while you're there. It's all at the Tanana Herb Company, keeping it local. Helping Fairbanks chill out since 2016. License number 14467.
Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit-forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 or older, keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at NationalGuard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett in the studio here with me. Now, we were talking about leadership and your president, Brandi Hardy, and I must say that I'm dismayed at her mental health competency. I have to call out. I really do. You know, she gets on the air. It's broadcasted and it's videoed, and she is in 1 minute. She's crying. She's laughing, and she's going evil, vindictive, calling out people who she heard as a rumor, and so don't quote me to that news miner about
the hell news miner
$70,000 bribes, and she,
the hell news miner,
yeah, Frank Tomaszewski,
yeah, Carter DeYoung, what the hell, DeYoung,
Senator,
whatever your name
Senator
is.
Myers,
oh. You know what?
Mike Kronk, a teacher now. Mike Kronk's a teacher.
Nicest guy on the planet.
Yeah, and these are people who voted not to override the governor's veto, which is their right.
That's their right, and, as elected officials.
And this is what she did.
These are my friends.
I looked at this, and I said, this has potential mental health issues here. This person, and that is your leader in the school district. Now you just said that the mayor goes in and says we can only do this, and she does this, to heck with that. This is not leadership traits or qualities. This is a person that has potential mental health issues. That's the president of the school board. Wow.
I recommend that anybody out there send an email. I need to be very careful with this, but send an email, schoolboard@k12northstar.org. So.
Yeah. Anyway, it gets entertaining. Ahead. It does get entertaining. So, yeah. And Fairbanks, we're having a second guest come in here. Now that I've called out the mental health issue with the president of the school board.
So let's finish on that real quick. If so, you shall, schoolboard@k12northstar.org.
Yeah. What do you want them to do?
Schoolboard@k12northstar.org. Send an email.
About that.
Yeah, send an email.
About the competency, the mental health issue.
All of it.
That this person has.
All of it.
Crying, laughing, vindictive, all in a minute, all on video. It's there for the world to see.
All of it.
Loa Carol Hubbard, how are you doing? She's graced the presence. Yeah.
She's scared.
She, yeah.
She didn't expect to be.
A very fine Fairbanks and just entered the room. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. We spent about... the first half of the show talking about the last meeting that was happening in the budget and people being classified as being bribed.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. And you're running for election to the school board.
I am.
Now, when I was sitting next to you on Friday, what did I say to you?
She's like, that was a long time ago,
that
Bruce.
That was 3 days ago. I've been at the home show for 3 days talking
I saw you there.
Many people. Yeah. So honestly, I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I said, are you sure about this?
Right. You know, it's a tough position to be in, but it's necessary. And, you know, it's time to step up and for people to, it's time to bring some common sense back into, you know, the political arena. And it's just time for the rest of us to stand up.
Very true.
Because people have been sleeping for a long time. So it's time for us to get off of our, you know.
Keisters,
that's right. And
how long have you were born here, weren't you?
Born in St. Joseph's Hospital.
Oh, yes. We're doing a fist pump here.
There you go.
St. Joe kids.
What floor were you born on?
Oh, I can't
Second
tell
floor.
You. Must be.
You're in the northwest corner, second floor. Yeah, no, otherwise known as a penal colony.
No, I was born and raised here. I went to Denali.
I went to Bryan.
And I graduated from Lathrop.
There you go.
Yeah.
School board. What made you think about that direction?
Well, I was a teacher when I was in California, so I taught high school math, and I became an administrator and worked with tribal kids. And when I came back to Fairbanks in 13, I couldn't even get a job. They would not even look at me for a job because they wanted me to go back into the classroom and teach math. And I'd had enough of 250 students a day. Our classes there were 40 large. So I had 40 kids in every single Algebra 1 class, which is a lot. But
it's a lot.
You learn to deal with it. You learn what to do and how to manage that. So,
and teaching 40 kids is a very technical skill, too, mind you.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, algebra,
And there's some seniors that walk in and they hate you already because they've taken Algebra 1. You know, this is their sixth go. And so it was a lot about building relationships. So at that level.
Mm-hmm.
But as, you know, an Allstate agent, I have had my agency for 10 years, and I've hired and fired so many people. I want to say on average one a year. So that's 10 people from this community who just could not handle the work. They couldn't do the math. They couldn't do, there was spelling issues. There were geographical issues. One of my employees didn't know where Birch Hill was. Really? And she didn't know what neighborhood she grew up in. So there's just this lack of, I don't know. There's
good
just,
education.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my concern is really reading, writing, and math for the elementary school, and then good enrichment programs for the high school and the middle school level. I'm a music person. I should have been a music major, but I went in a different direction, and but music saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, flute player.
Your dad was a very fine person.
Yes, thank you.
He was.
And so, I mean, I grew up in the Allstate industry,
mm-hmm.
and but I got a whole different education. 1984 was a totally different time, and we were doing very well as a school district at that time. It's not the case now. So I just want to bring back the good things.
Let's go back to Denali Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
Who were some of your favorite teachers?
Oh, my goodness. All of them.
I was, you know, same thing with me. Every teacher I had at Denali was good.
Yes.
I learned, you know, some of them were more rigid on me than others, especially if they had my brother first.
Amen to that.
They didn't have my brother.
Yes.
They weren't as rigid because they weren't going through that crap twice.
Right. Now, I got that in high school.
Yeah. Who?
Oh, boy. No.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're totally different.
You're people. Under the microscope now.
That's right. No, you know, I had Mrs. McPhee.
Mm-hmm.
In kindergarten, and Mrs. Scott, who, you know, Joe Scott is still here.
Yeah.
I saw her a couple of years ago, and I mean, she was like Loa. You know, I mean, we knew each other like it hadn't been X number of years.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I mean, we're talking over 50 now.
Yeah.
So, which is a long time. But I loved every single one of my teachers because school was where I excelled. You know, I did well in school, and I loved it.
You see, I did well at PE recess and lunch.
those were
my really good classes.
I was taken out though for reading. I had a reading intervention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, twice a week I was taken out for reading classes, and
yeah.
I kind of had forgotten about that until I started talking to one of the reading coaches for the state of Alaska, and all of a sudden I'm like, no, that was me. So
yeah.
I had forgotten that, but I needed help reading,
mm-hmm.
and so, I mean. Yeah, Denali was a great school. We had great teachers,
yeah.
and it was a place where we thrived.
It was a great school for the neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
that went there.
Absolutely.
It really was. And, you know, enjoyed it. Enjoyed every minute of it. Then I go to Maine Junior High, and every seventh grader in the interior, if you didn't go to a private school, you went to Maine Junior High for seventh grade. Everyone. North Pole, Salcha.
My father-in-law went to Maine.
Yeah. Ileson didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was in the class with her father-in-law.
Well, y'all are way older than me.
Yeah. I was in the class with her father-in-law. And, he does a Denali with her father-in-law, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She knows. She knows.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to take a bus. They walked across the street.
Exactly. Right. Right. Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. Listen to KFAR Radio. If you want to call in to discuss anything with Loa Hubbard, Loa Carol Hubbard, please call in 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Some amazing things happened back in 1904. The first underground line of the New York City subway opened. The U.S. Army engineers began work on the Panama Canal. And here in Fairbanks, Sampson Hardware opened their doors for the very first time. Since then, Sampson Hardware has become an institution because they have helped Fairbanks with their building and home project from start to finish. Stop by today and let them help you. Before you start a project, see your locally owned hardware store. Celebrating 120 years. Sampson Hardware.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday is a perfectly timed offer from Fairbanks Nissan. Pick up a certificate for an express wash, an interior vacuum, and save half. Mud season will be here momentarily, and while we love the warm-up, we don't love the mess. The new express wash at Fairbanks Nissan will clean up your ride so nicely, and Fairbanks Nissan will thoroughly vacuum the interior as well. The normal price is $40. You'll get your gift certificates for just $20 this Friday at 9 a.m. Don't miss this amazing 50-50 Friday deal from Fairbanks Nissan.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Buy your set of Bridgestone BlizzX Studless Snow Tires now from the Tire Guys and save. Take advantage of current lower prices on the remaining BlizzX Snow Tire stock. If you wait until the fall, then you'll be paying next season's higher prices on the new shipments. Be in control of Alaska's winter driving conditions from your pickup to your car. Save now on Bridgestone BlizzX Studless Snow Tires at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 49. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows of aloft around 23 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 49. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have both Loa Carol Hubbard and Melissa Burnett in the studio with me. And, you know, there is that relation aspect.
Yeah. Nobody puts that together because her last name is Carol Hubbard.
Yeah. Yeah. Funnier than heck. But anyway, yes, looking at that. Now, Lo, you just spent 3 days at the home show.
Yes.
Congratulations. That's a lot of time to spend there. Really, by Sunday, you know, you're sort of getting, when I was doing it, a little bit cranky, you know, but that's not your personality. What were, you know, I'm sure you were explaining to people or people were coming up to you about your potential run for the school board. What were some of the issues that people would bring up?
Well, the booth I was in actually was about the tax cap.
Okay.
So we were supporting voting no on raising the tax cap. And so that was really the majority of the conversations that we were having. So a lot of people, I would say the majority of the people that came by did not know that there was even a special election happening. So it was making sure that people understood the day, because May 7th is a very odd day. People are going to be out doing yard work. They're not going to be thinking about elections. So, you know, election time is usually fall. And so the main thing was we wanted to give them a reminder. And we talked about why the borough is asking for $10 million. And considering they just found $13 million in their budget somehow.
And they just approved $33 million for an animal, you know, shelter.
Yes, they did. So,
and they want $10 million more on the taxpayers. Hey, explain that one.
Right. And if it was really for the schools, why didn't they give the school district 10 out of the 13 that they just found?
Yeah.
That would have made sense. And so not doing that and asking for 10 more doesn't make sense to
the most people. The answer we got to that was, we'll see.
So that makes me say to myself, if they found 13, they're not giving you 10 out of it. They're asking for 10. You're not going to get anything out of the 10 either.
That's kind of what the consensus is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why do we give them more money just to do whatever they want with? Because you can't. Yeah, my understanding is you cannot designate money in advance. Yeah.
You cannot.
It just
you
goes into the right. So it goes into the general fund, and they get to do what they want. And most people don't want them to have more money.
What gets me about it all, the basis of my saying no to all this, is they haven't improved education.
Correct.
With all the money they've basically thrown at it. They have not done anything to improve education except for the state legislature did the Alaska Reads Act, and that's working now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and the people who are opposed, I shouldn't say opposed, but I keep going back to the NEA, the AEA, and the FEA. They were adamantly opposed to the Alaska Reads Act. They're trying to remove it now, and they're behind this. $10 million tax increase.
Yep.
Whenever they touch education, they screw it up.
Well, so...
That's what... And I get to say that. I'm not on the school board.
So just backing up, though, and looking at the NEA, or just... those are labor union organizations.
Yeah.
They are to be focused on the... employment aspect of the teacher. They're supposed to be protecting the days off, the income, the packaging, all the benefits. You know, they're supposed to be looking at that information. They're not supposed to have their fingers in curriculum.
No,
they're not. They're not the one. They're not the.
They're not policy.
No, they're supposed to be helping teachers get a better package for their jobs. I mean, that's what the whole union is all about, right? I mean, we can thank the union for a 5-day work week, and you know, and I appreciate that.
Hey, two unions put me through college.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, yeah.
Ready for a phone call?
Yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, my name's Rich.
Hello, Rich.
Yep. I'm extremely appreciative that Carol is running. Right now, we have an extremely lopsided, extremely woke, pro-union a school board, and I mean, it's evident that social issues really are taking precedent over academics. My wife's a teacher. I hear information, news every day about what's going on. And, you know, we do have a very top-heavy administration downtown there. If you look... If you go back a few years, you'll see that there weren't nearly as many positions in that building, which could go to the schools. That's just, for starters.
Appreciate that. Do you have any question directly for Loa?
Yeah. What would be a priority or two were you to get elected?
Well, the first priority for me is to make sure that the Alaska Reads Act gets excellent traction. And I think so far it's been well received, and in my opinion, the teachers need a little bit more coaching. They need more training.
It's just the first 2 years of this.
Yeah.
Right. But if you don't have training out of the gate, then everybody's going in their own direction. And with this program, there are multiple things that a teacher can do. So if you have 10 different activities that you could do, and I'm this teacher, and we're both teaching first grade, and you decide to do activity 1, 2, and 5, and I'm doing 3, 7, and 9, we're not giving the kids the same, they're not getting the same rigor in both rooms. Mm-hmm. And so then you're going to have kids at the end of the year, some of them have had similar things, but they're not all going to be on the same page. So in my mind, that the teachers need more training on the program.
To
so
tighten
that's
it up.
First.
Make it better.
Yes.
Yeah, we're only in our first 8 months of it. It just got implemented in August. And so, yeah, absolutely, I agree with that. That is a spot on answer. Our teachers definitely need more resources and attention when it comes to implementing the READS Act. It's definitely been one of those things that they call it an unfunded mandate, but the unfunded mandate part of it also goes into our teachers and the fact that they don't have the professional development to kind of guide them along the way. We kind of were like, okay, here's the READS Act, do it.
Right.
And slowly and surely, things are coming out to help, but it would have been nice if that stuff would have been like pre-loaded. Back in June, you know, preload the teachers with how they're going to implement this, how
it works. It was new.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and things are coming along and they're doing a great job, but that is, we've got to throw support behind it. Yes. And we've got to quit asking for the legislature to knock it off and to make them dismantle it, because it's small increments right now, but you can see the increase in our reading. It's already happening. Our literacy is already getting better in just a few short months.
Why do the unions want to knock it out?
Because they don't feel that it's effective or effective enough, and that it's unfunded. Basically, that it's unfunded.
So it takes money from them.
Yeah, and exactly. And I don't disagree. It is unfunded. Mm-hmm. If there's funding for schools, it does need to go to the Alaska READS Act, and that is something that actually legally they can target money to, because they can put it in the form of a policy for that. And that's where it needs to go. We need to be able to shrink down our study groups and to get those targeted numbers, and then also to afford the tutors and stuff through the summer to be able to implement it better. I mean, it's only going to make this better and give us kids who can actually read at grade level and be successful in the future. I mean, like Lois said, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people who own businesses. They've fired people because they can't read, they can't do math, they can't even count change.
And they came from Fairbanks.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten a Sunrise.
I had a university president in here saying at any Alaskan kid, they have to bring back a 1 year of remedial education before they start, literally.
Yep.
And he said it on the air.
Yeah.
Loa, we've got about 3 more minutes. Tell us about what your thoughts on your campaign, what you're going to be doing.
Well, we'll be at the women's event.
When's the women's event?
The women's affair is next month, the 13th and 14th. It'll be over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be a great, put on by Borealis Med Spa, great company, and it'll be a great time. Got like wine tasting and...
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great event. So doing the outdoor show, we'll be there. We'll be, of course, you know, the summertime brings the solstice things and the fair and, you know, just the events around town. But we'll be having kickoffs and we'll be having meet and greets, and... It's a little early yet. We're kind of waiting for the streets to clean up a little bit. But
what are you saying to me?
Get rid of the snow proofs.
You're waiting for the streets to clean up a little bit, really? Really?
Good job.
I know, she immediately caught it. That's Melissa in the morning.
Do your job, Mayor.
Well, you call her Proud Mary once in a while, too.
I have a shovel.
Yeah, she'll bury me with it. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Are you enjoying it so far?
So far, yes. Yes, this is great. Yeah, I'm happy to be back. I miss education. It's hard when you work with, you know, working with kids. Now I just teach about insurance, so, you know, it's a little different thing. You know, once a teacher, always a teacher, but I do miss the classroom, and I miss kids.
There you go. You know, it's interesting how a mind is a terrible thing to waste. How many different things do you do? How many different things do you do, Loa?
Yeah, a lot.
And if you're only doing one thing in life, you're
wasting it.
Well, they say if you want something done, ask a busy person.
That's true. We got about 30 seconds left, Loa. How do you want to finish?
Well, I just would like to say that I'm excited about running, and I'm looking forward to making a difference in Fairbanks. This is a great place. We have a great education system here. We have great opportunities. You know, families need to know that we care, and families need to know that we're going to take care of their kids and that we're going to prepare them for the future. They are the future.
Loa, thank you very much for being here, but also thank you very much for running, and I hope you win, because I know if you win, education in Fairbanks will be better.
Yes.
Simple as that. It'll be better.
Vote Loa.
Fairbanks, I will see you tomorrow, and I've got Joni Skillbread with me. I'll see you tomorrow.
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM.